This podcast is sponsored by Aurora Packaging Solutions, a global packaging solutions provider leading the transition to a more sustainably packaged future. They specialize in developing packaging and visual communication solutions that reduce the impact on the environment and bring sustainability goals to life. With a focus on partnership and service, they create a custom solution for your business. To learn more, please visit www.ororapackaging.com.
This is Packaging News Weekly with Adam Keefe, Corey Connors, and Velio Matos.
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Am I super loud? I saw your face, Adam.
It was loud. That intro is loud.
It is a bit loud, man.
Wonderfully loud.
But how's it going, everybody? It's Monday, May 23rd. We've got Corey Connors at Corrugated, host of Sustainable Packaging Podcast. And down below, we got Adam Peek, host of People of Packaging Podcast. And he's got sellingpackaging.com, code sales2022. What is that?
Yeah, so it's a class that I did in conjunction with the packaging school, where I created a whole bunch of videos teaching people about some basics of selling packaging in our modern time. So if you use the code PACKSALES2022, you get a 25% discount. We're just trying to get some feedback. I've never done a class like this. The videos were recorded over a period of about a year. And so, you know, just looking for people to take the class and say, hey, this was great. This part sucked. And then beautiful thing, it's modular, so I can recreate videos as we get feedback. So yeah, would love for people to go take the class. We cover LinkedIn. We cover use of video at the end of it, CRM. And at the end of it, you get a list of resources and a 30-minute conversation with everyone who graduated over Zoom. Oh, you also get a certificate. So you can add it to your LinkedIn, add it to your resume that says you completed the sales operations course of the packaging school. So yeah, sellingpackaging.com is the website. There's a button to click and then you can go sign up.
That's awesome. Oh, we got Michelle. Hey, Michelle, how's it going? Michelle on here. I think we're going to do a podcast soon. I just haven't been feeling the greatest, so I think I haven't recorded much. But yeah, my name is Velio Matos. I'm the host of Package Design Unboxed podcast. I don't know. Where can you find me on TikTok, Adam?
At Professor. It's at Professor Packaging.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
All right. So we're here to talk about the news. There's a couple of things. I think before we get into the news, there's been this like idea that's just been running through my head for the last couple of weeks.
Thanks, Ryan. You made my day.
It says, if you're listening to this on record on the podcast, Ryan Fox comments, Velio Matos, the automatic closed caption on LinkedIn is where it does it. Called you Velio Matos.
That's your new wrestling name.
That is my wrestling name. I feel like I need a mask now. Boy, that's awesome. You know, the names that I get are, I don't know, if I go to Starbucks or if I go to a restaurant and leave my name at the counter, what they come back with is
my favorite one that I got once was, I've learned on TikTok that this is not okay to say, but I'm going to say it anyways. I went to Chick-fil-A and I bought food and they asked for my name and I said, Adam, and I got it and they spelled it ATOM, which I'm like, well, I guess technically that's right, but I don't know.
Right. Right enough.
Yeah. Yeah. It's...
All right. So we got packaging news, but something I've been thinking about for the last, I don't know, last few days, and I can't remember why this spurred the idea, but I saw a Bronco Sport, like the new ones. And I'm not sure if you've got one, anybody listening has one or not, but it was pulled up next to like a full size Bronco and it doesn't look anything like it. And it made me think a lot of times in terms of like our consumers perception, consumers wanting to purchase, you know, wanting to be consumers, just to consume things. It's like, if I can't quite afford the thing that I want, I'm going to get the next closest thing that looks close to it, which isn't always the best solution. You know, it's like they say that the Chrysler 300 looks like a Bentley until it's, you know, next to a Bentley. you know, it's kind of the same thing. And I think a lot of times we'll buy, you know, fast fashion, we'll buy inexpensive things because they kind of look like something else. And I know I've been super guilty of it before. I'm like, hey, this kind of looks like, you know, whatever, versus just saving and purchasing the one thing that you really want. I mean, there's been a ton of brands out there, and, you know, I know this is a packaging podcast, but, or a pocket packaging news feed. But there's been brands like Movement, which is a watch brand, which came out with like super cheap watches that looked really expensive. It looked, you know, similar to like IWCs and Panera's, and, you know, they took cues from all these watches and made them super cheap, and people would buy, you know, 10 watches. And, you know, they would change watches with their clothing, and that's cool. Do whatever you want to do, but, you know, it's difficult from the packaging side. So I think this is kind of like the dilemma where I kind of wrap it all up here is I love packaging. I love designing packaging, but at the same time, we're trying to be really sustainable. And if we're packaging, if we're creating packaging for things that are not necessary, we're creating unnecessary packaging. But it's difficult because I also got to pay my mortgage, right? So where's that, you know, where's that line? I mean, there's definitely clients that I've said no to, but then I don't know. I think everybody in packaging kind of runs into the same thing where you're kind of like, at some point you realize how much waste you're part of, and you try to make better decisions and you try to help your brands make better decisions. But when you say, you know, maybe this product isn't necessary.
Well, I think it's tough. I think about this from a packaging standpoint where, because I work in like product labels.
Yeah.
And so it's not overall a really big part of even folding cartons are not a big part of the overall waste problem. However, if you have let's say with the aluminum can allocation problem where people companies have had to buy bright stock cans and then slap labels and shrink sleeves on. We've documented that here before. You have to do it because just not sell your product. And so the tricky part about it is, to your point, Avelio, is like, well, do we just not sell our product? And let's say, I don't know, you have 100 employees. Are you prepared to say, like, we are going to be so sustainable as a company that we are going to not make product, and right, therefore we're going to downsize to 50 employees. It's like, is that the right answer? Or do we just add some labels, add some shrink sleeves, throw it on there, and then cross our fingers? And maybe that's like the Bronco sport of the industry. It's like, yeah, you just sort of have to compromise in order to make it happen. I mean, I posted a TikTok to Michelle's point here where she says the West is a consumer culture. I posted a TikTok about these little like mini vests and mini jackets and mini sleeping bags that are like koozies. And I was like, man, is this really what, it's like a whole wall of this stuff. I'm like, do we really need tiny life vests for our, for our beverages?
But they're cute.
But that's what people said, like, oh, they're just so cute. I'm like, sure, but do we
need it?
Is this a product that we need? And people are like, well, it's supply and demand. But listen, I understand economics too. Right. But did you have to supply that? There,
right.
Yeah. No. But people are going to buy it, and then they keep buying it, and then you build a business out of it, and then on and on and on. Now you have to keep making cute little Arctic puffin jackets. So it's tough.
Yeah. We've talked about this. The three of us have talked about this before, right, where there's sustainability, but then there's also having a sustainable business. And the importance of having a sustainable business is employees, you know, just everything that goes along with that. So there's benefits to both, but sometimes being on this end, it's a little, it can be a little difficult. I mean, what are your thoughts, Corey?
Yeah. I interviewed Kate from Sun and Swell. Yeah. They're a food brand, and they use compostable packaging. And she said the reason why they use compostable packaging is because the first time they ordered a pallet load of their bags, they realized, oh my God, we just made a pallet load of waste because these aren't going to get recycled. And so that was the epiphany for her and her husband of, hey, we got to do something differently. So they actually have a program where you can send them your Sun and Swell bags, and they will send them to an industrial composting facility because they've taken this into their own hands. And it's really, I think that's a common, you know, realization when you start getting scaling in your business. And I said the exact same thing. There's nothing sustainable about going out of business. And right. She agreed.
Well, yeah. Do you think Barry White what was your Belio Machos?
Belio Machos.
Hey.
Where's Chandru when you need him?
Yeah. Do you think that this is, if we were to take all of the news that's happening right now, so you've got these food products, people are trying to drive towards sustainability, and then you also have food shortages and inflation that are causing problems. And so adding it more expensive packaging that's potentially further driving up, for example, food costs. I don't know. It feels like it's a tough time for brands because we've got all sort, you know, we've got the inflation, we've got the supply chain crisis, we've got what is it where everyone's quitting their jobs? What's that thing called?
The great resignation. We can't stop.
Yeah. You've got all these things happening at the same time. And really, I think to Brad's point, hey, so you just have to take the next, and maybe the answer is, gosh, maybe you don't have to make that next product. Maybe that's the most sustainable answer for you right now is pull back on some SKUs and make things with more excellence and try to buy that quote more sustainable packaging at higher volumes so that you can, I don't know, that you can not contribute to the inflation that's hitting like the lower to middle class pretty heavily.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, that's to Bruce's point, Bruce Wilder here on LinkedIn is, you know, says that begs the question, what's the intention and will it benefit customers and be a good solution for sustainability with supply chain issues? Like you said, you got to make hard choices for the short term. And that's, you know, I mean, that's all for the long term now.
Yep.
That Bronco sport that I saw then led me to think about, all right, so how do we eliminate a lot of this excess packaging? And then made me think about you, Adam, and the shoes that you collect and, you know, your hundreds of shoes that you get and all the packaging that comes with that, and understanding that the packaging in some cases actually keeps or adds to the resale value of the product. So what if shoes, like we're seeing Nike do now, they're shipping shoes now in just one box versus two boxes, unless it's a collectible item. You know, what if what if packaging was just plain packaging, right? In most instances, unless it's definitely going to be a product that's on shelf and it's just e-com, you don't have to have this unboxing, which sucks for me to say, because I love designing the unboxing. That's what I do. That's what I'm known for. So if I completely take myself out of the equation and like what's best, you know, would it make sense to do a completely plain box that's fit for purpose, right? It's exactly the right size. It has the minimum amount of materials in there so it can be recyclable. And maybe instead of having this amazing unboxing, it's more of a digital asset that comes with the product. And we can design an amazing unboxing via digital asset, right? So like if you purchase NFTs, there's like reveals that happen. You know, you purchase an image and it just sits there, or it bounces around, does something. And then once at some point, it actually reveals into what it is that you've purchased. So you can do like an unboxing in that sense. And then you've got this non-fungible token attached to a physical item that you can resell, or you can just individually sell. And I don't know if that makes, it doesn't make any sense now, but I don't know if maybe that's a direction that we go. Obviously, carbon footprint.
It will someday. Yeah.
Right. I mean, carbon footprint for NFTs is ridiculous now, but things change and things get better.
A quick break for our sponsor this month. Now is the time to go beyond recycling. SmartSolve pioneers certified bio-based water-soluble packaging technologies that empower consumers and businesses to effortlessly reduce plastic waste. Our non-toxic materials quickly and completely disperse when combined with water and agitation, thus making them easily recyclable, biodegradable, and even zero waste. If zero waste packaging interests you, please contact us today at info@smartsolve.com.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, listen, the market dynamics are shifting rather rapidly. And so, you know, like there was a story in Pack World that showed that over half of US consumers have bought groceries online. We're way more comfortable now buying stuff sight unseen through the magic of the internet. And so I think to your point, that as e-commerce continues to grow and as online shopping continues to grow, for we'll say 90% of the products out there, maybe a boring unboxing is going to actually become the norm, where it just shows up and you open it and then it's done, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think it's a great point.
Yeah, we've got
Alexandra. Good morning. Thank you for joining us. The EcoShip is a free packaging company. They provide reused packaging to companies and people.
Hmm. Oh, wow.
People donate packaging to them, and then they provide it to people who need it. It's an awesome company.
That's really cool. I've been seeing posts on LinkedIn over the last couple of days for... I can't remember the name of the brand, but it's like, it's a food company and all of their product comes in jars. I don't know if you guys have seen these, and they come in a variety of different jars and you wash your jars, put them back and you ship them back and they fill the product. But it's like a subscription model for groceries that come in these jars. And what's crazy is like, you know, you might get an 8 ounce of peanut butter, or you might get a 10 ounce of peanut butter. It doesn't matter. You're not paying for the volume or the packaging. You're just paying for the product at a standard rate. Which is just interesting, cause it's not like it's the same pack all the time. And I think they also accept jars from other brands and then remove the labels, relabel it. Pretty cool, pretty interesting. And just the terms of, there's the idea of reusable packaging versus always buying new.
Yeah.
And I can't remember the brand.
That's a great point. Yeah, it's I don't know how you see anything on LinkedIn these days through all of the hundreds of notifications that I don't know what changed. I don't know if you guys noticed that or not, but all of a sudden it was like I'd like log in. I'm like, whoa, I have 25 notifications, and it's like LinkedIn is telling me all about everything that I don't want to know about. So I've had to try to fix that. Hopefully that's something that can be changed. I did find, by the way, for those of you who may find this useful, there is a function on LinkedIn that you can turn off seeing. It literally says like turn off political content. So that is an option I'm not saying, you know, like people can post whatever they want to post, but stop complaining about it. You can actually just go toggle it on or off. So thought that was interesting.
Did you do that? Did it work?
Yeah, so far. I mean, I don't really know how they determine what's political or not, but I don't know. Not as much of that.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crazy stuff, man. I mean, I don't know. That's a lot for me. Did you guys have any?
I got to interview Bob Lilienfeld, who's one of my sustainable idols in the world of packaging. He's a brilliant man. The founder of Spring. Check him out on Sustainable Packaging podcast with Corey Connors. He's an awesome guy. Just his insights are really, really brilliant. So thank you, Bob,
for that one. Yeah, got to check it out. It came out last night, right?
Yeah.
Cool.
That's awesome.
I've got I've got Paul Unruh on this week from Atlapack. Paul is great. You'll definitely want to connect up with him. We talk about flexible packaging and LinkedIn and social selling and all sorts of good stuff. So that'll be coming out tomorrow. And then hopefully I'll also get the replay of this out on Friday over at People of Packaging Podcast. And I'll do one more plug for the sellingpackaging.com and Pack Sales 2022. Just a great, easy way, self-paced to kind of level up your sales game and understand how to use these platforms.
That's cool.
It's a great course. Download it, friends.
Thanks, Corey.
For sure, man. That's awesome. Yeah, I got Scott Bierzak, who's a type designer. And we talk about some of the type that he's designed, how to apply type to packaging. And I ask some really stupid questions, you know, when it comes to, even as a designer, when it comes to type, you know, I think I'm better than I am. And I just asked some really basic questions and I realized that I maybe not as good as I thought. but it was great because, you know, he designed some type right out of school years ago, which just got picked up and used by JKR for the rebrand of Magnolia Bakery, which is a pretty big deal. We go through like the process of designing it and like what happens when some of these things happen, you know, when somebody uses your fonts and stuff, your type for a rebrand. And I definitely learned a lot there. I'll definitely be a little bit more conscious of how I use type as well as discuss it. So definitely something to listen to. I also had Matt Hansley, who I've known for quite a while. He's amazing 3D artist, packaging designer. He's a packaging engineer from, I believe, RIT that then transitioned to packaging design, which you don't often get an engineer to design. So he did that transition and he's done some really cool packaging over the years. And he's now with Enlisted out of SF, which is pretty, pretty awesome.
And?
Oh, that's right. They are in Utah. That's right.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Avelio, it's a good story. We're all wondering, how long are you going to make Jonathan Quinn wait to be on your show?
You know?
It's going to be 2 years, 3 years.
No, you know, I just got to get settled. I got to get settled. Next week, I'm actually going to, I'm moving to Spain for the summer.
Wow.
So I've got, you know, there's a lot of balls up in the air at the moment. But once I get settled, I definitely want to have Jonathan Quinn on. And for anybody that's not familiar, Jonathan Quinn is with. Pregis starts with a P. Yeah, so he's with Pregis, and they're a plastics company, does a lot of flexible plastics. And we were on stage together in Vegas, where I let him know that I hated him. And it was a good time.
it went well.
Yeah, it was really good.
Put on a mask, the full Belly O' Machos came out, and they got a fight.
You're on stage, and he asked me a question, and it was like, awesome. When I first met you, I hated hearing your voice, but now he's my buddy. So he's definitely going to be on.
Sweet.
Good stuff, guys. We got to wrap up. Michelle, you've got a question. What's the future of packaging considering supply chain issues? I think that's a great question that we can answer next time. Appreciate you guys being on and listening to us and posting your comments. If you have any questions on this or anything else, please keep posting in the comments. Either the three of us or somebody else that may be even more qualified to answer your question will definitely hop on here and answer them. So definitely keep posting. We'd love to hear where you guys are listening from. It's always great to see how far and wide this show reaches. But definitely check us out. Once again, my name is Belly O' Machos.
Hey, everybody.
That's right. I got Rebecca saying Belly O' Machos takes over Spain.
Yeah, it's gonna be another movie. It's gonna be like Borat, except the packaging version.
Well, that's right. It'll be awesome. We'll be getting some good content out of there. All right, guys.
See y'all.
This is Packaging News Weekly with Adam Keefe, Corey Connors, and Belly O' Machos.
This episode is sponsored by SpecRite, the first purpose-built platform for specification management. So much has changed. when it comes to packaging, and there's a new book to help you stay ahead of the curve, The Evolution of Products and Packaging, written by longtime packaging executive Mr. Matthew Wright, helps you unpack industry trends and explains how you can use data to drive packaging innovation and sustainability. Download your free copy today at specright.com/book. That's SPECRIGHT.com/book.